Now, today is the highlight of the year for hurling fans. 82,000 of them will pack into Croke Park to see Cork and Tipperary do battle for the Liam McCarthy Cup in the All-Ireland Hurling Final. Hurling has been played on this island for thousands of years. The game can be traced back to the Bronze Age, but according to historians, the last 20 to 30 years have seen the greatest change in the evolution of the hurley. So what makes a perfect hurley? Well, our reporter Charlie McGinley travelled across the country to find out.
It's an extension of their arm is what does the damage inside in Croke Park.
Some players like a heavier hurl, some like a light hurl, particularly forwards, because it's a quicker strike with a lighter hurl.
If you look at the sticks that Christy Ring would have been playing with, in the 1950s and the 1960s, it's completely different than the stick that you would see today. And the evolution of hurleys across time has been quite rapid, even in the last 20 years.
The hurley, it's the instrument or the tool that brings the magic to Ireland's ancient game.
We've been making hurleys here for about 100 years in the family, and lots of people come from all over Ireland to get our hurleys here.
That was Sean Torpy, Managing Director of Torpy Hurleys in County Clare. He tells us more about what's involved to make a perfect hurley.
The first thing is, when every player picks it up, is the handles. First thing is your first hand. And then the second part is of the mind will go to how does that balance feel for me. So every player has a different sense of balance of a hurley. Some like to have it done to the very exact grams. Other players, they'll use one balance of a hurley today. 2 months down the road, they might choose a different balance of a hurley. But it's all to do with how the material and the ash is distributed across the hurley.
And he says every player has their own individual requirements.
So it's hard to explain actually how important a hurley is to a player. It's an extension of their arm, and it basically is what does the damage inside in Croke Park or on fields across Ireland all of the time.
Wonderful heroics, ball inside the end area. The idea was right, going after his ocean and Dunno.
But the hurley has changed and developed over the years. As former Offaly great and RTE hurling analyst Michael Degnan explains.
Charlie, first of all, in Offaly we call them a hurl. It's amazing, in the south of Ireland, and they call it a hurl, but we're a hurl. So if there's a bit of contradiction there, John, but I suppose very, very individual. Some like a longer one, short one. They've got shorter over the years. I see lads now that are 6'3", 6'4", using 34 or 5 inch hurls, where nearly in our time it was 37 inch hurl for all intercounty players. But they've got, that'll be shorter because quicker strike. Bigger boss now than there used to be back in the 70s and 80s.
Turning, looking around, hopping the stick on the ground.
And the quicker strike and the bigger boss makes for more exciting hurling.
It has to be a goal or nothing at all.
As time has gone on, the wider boss and the lighter slitter have combined. So you see the striking now, you see 30 pints in a game. That was unheard of. Like, I played in All-Irelands where 15, 16 pints won games. And I think from a skill point of view, from a striking point of view, from a scoring point of view, it's definitely added hugely to the spectacle.
But just how much has the game of hurling changed over the centuries? Aidan O'Sullivan is Professor of Archaeology at University College Dublin. He has explored the origins of the game in early medieval Ireland.
So the camon in the early Middle Ages was almost certainly made of wood. It might have been decorated, because you do get early Irish legal sources talking about the sons of kings will have their hurley decorated with silver, the sons of lords will have their hurley decorated with bronze. And then there are various fantastical descriptions of hurling games at Navan Fort and at Tara, which are probably, they're literary, basically, they're fictional. But they all give us a sense of the types of games that would have been played between, say, the 7th and the 10th centuries AD.
And he says what appears to have started as a ground game then changed over time.
It is clearly the case that there are various different types of hurleys, maybe 5, 6 or 7 different types of hurleys. Some of them might be narrow, crooked sticks just taken out of a hedgerow, whereas there's also clear references in 17th and 18th century travellers' descriptions of hurleys which are bossed. So these are hurleys which have a wide boss or a surface on which you could actually balance a ball. And there's various descriptions in the 18th and the 19th centuries of matches where, people might run down the field with the ball on the end of the stick.
On the clock, 67 minutes. Parker waiting.
But he says the greatest change to the hurley has come in recent years.
So if you look at kind of, you know, television reports of All-Ireland hurling finals, say in the 1980s, and they're using long sticks, typically about 36 inches in length, shorter ones perhaps for forwards. And there's a lot of swiping going on. The game that you see now is very much take the ball into the hand and run with it, hand pass it, strike it, and certainly be striking scores like points from long distances out.
They have the stiller in the hand, laying it back. Here's the shot from way out the field.
The pure instinct of modern hurlers is to pick the ball at every moment. And of course, that has led to the emergence of the hurley that we see today, which, you know, our grandfathers would barely have recognised, with a very wide boss, with a heel coming out on the line of the shaft, almost equal of the line, the curve of the toe. So, you know, not dissimilar to a tennis racket, but it's just the nature of the game and the way it's played nowadays.
Back at Torpy's hurley making workshop in County Clare, the search continues for the perfect hurley. But as Sean Torpy says, every player has a different opinion of what the perfect hurley looks like.
With players, it's very much individual as well. And if a player wants a tailored solution for their own particular mind, whether, you know, they say in golf, 90% of it is from the neck upwards, I would say hurling is very much similar. If the thing in your hand isn't right for you, then, you know, it's not going to perform for you on the day probably as well.
90% from the neck up. That was hurley maker Sean Torpy ending that report from Charlie McGinley. That is it from us for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our team. On sound today was Jamie Doyle. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of this week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport and all the action from Croke Park, which is coming up next. But for now, from myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening. Have a very good afternoon and up the Rebels.